Well, hello, Leesville. This is Good Friday on the calendar of Jesus. This would have been April the 7th, the year AD 30. By now, it's early Friday morning, and the Sanhedrin, that is really the Supreme Court for the Jewish people, the Sanhedrin has been convened hastily to ratify the charges that they spent all night trying to pin on Jesus. By about 7 in the morning, Jesus is then rushed to Pilate so that the Roman government will hopefully rubber stamp this sentence. Pilate is told that the charge is treason. Now, what's interesting, this is the first time that charge has surfaced. You see, during the previous night, they thought they had caught him in an act of blasphemy. But Rome is not interested in blasphemy. They're interested in insurrection. And so Pilate interviews Jesus. Is he a threat to the Roman government? And Pilate then announces that he finds no fault in him. Then Pilate passes Jesus off to Herod. Now, they had been at odds with each other, both political figures, and both disagreeing publicly with each other. Jesus actually heals this breach between the two politicians. Herod returns Jesus to Pilate. Jesus at this point is flogged, and the mob is given a choice between Jesus the healer and Barabbas the terrorist. The crowd chooses Barabbas and calls for the crucifixion of Jesus. Things are happening quickly now, and things, from many points of view, are out of control. Only Jesus knows what his true mission is. On the way to his execution, Jesus stumbles under the weight of the crossbeam that he's forced to carry. Jesus is not a weak man. But remember, he's been up all night, he's already been flogged, lost a significant amount of blood. By 9 in the morning, Jesus has reached Golgotha, outside the city walls. Golgotha is the Aramaic word for place of the skull, the place of execution. The Latin word for this place is Calvary. And so there, Friday, beginning at about 9 in the morning and up until about 3 that afternoon, Jesus hangs between earth and heaven and suffers. By noon, the sky grows dark, and when he died at 3 in the afternoon, there was an earthquake, and some who had been dead came back to life. Now, soon it's going to be Sabbath, however, and the Jewish authorities are anxious to get these bodies down off the cross. Isn't it interesting that they're so committed to their ceremony and ritual, but they have no clue, they have no conscience about the injustice that they're doing. Soldiers then are commissioned to break the legs of any criminal that's hanging on a cross in order to speed up the death process. However, when they come to Jesus, they find that he's already dead. They thrust a spear in his side anyway and confirm that he is indeed dead. One of the members of the Sanhedrin, a man identified as Joseph of Arimathea, now comes forward and requests permission to bury Jesus in his own private tomb that's made in a cave. Jesus is buried there above ground, and a stone that weighs about 2 tons is rolled over the entrance. The tomb is then sealed with the Roman seal and guarded by 4 Roman guards. And so that ends the events of Good Friday. Isn't it interesting that we refer to this gruesome day? Actually, it was a day of suffering, and it was a day of the ultimate injustice that had ever been perpetrated. Why can we call it good? Unless we understand the mission, unless we understand what Jesus was here to do, there's nothing good happened on Good Friday. But if we understand that He came to take our place, we understand that He came to die that we might live, then and only then do we realize this is Good Friday. I hope it's been a good day for you, and I don't say that in a trite way, but I hope that in these uncertain times we realize that if no one else knows what's going on, God does, and He's accomplishing His mission for humanity and in our lives. God bless you. We'll talk again tomorrow.